also go to WGNattorney.com to see everything that we're about to talk about with the man himself, Dave Schluter, on this Monday evening. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Good. Monday, no snow evening. Listen, I was listening to that certification of the Electoral College. I was so happy that you got one vote for vice president from the state of Illinois. Good job.
Oh, wait, I did? I didn't even know that. Huzzah.
Yeah, it must have been a write-in. But anyway, yeah, thanks again. This is a follow-up, John, from a couple weeks ago where I hinted that we had a law that actually was making sense, started on New Year's Day, and it has to do with something I've been dealing with for decades. And what it is, and we mentioned the value of having financial power of attorneys to help spouses, sick relatives, anybody who's in need, a neighbor who maybe doesn't have family, to help manage their affairs so they can stay out of something called guardianship. Well, for years, I've been getting calls from clients where I did the documents or another lawyer did, and the large institutions, financial, have been jacking with my clients to the point where all it is about delay, holding on to the money, manipulation, fear, getting them to maybe keep the money in their bank.
That's
if somebody's
so annoying
in there trying to close an account.
That's horrible.
Unbelievable.
Because like they have, so basically what they were saying is, oh, we need this extra thing, or we need this, or we got to wait a little bit longer. These are giant banks that are looking at legal documents prepared by professionals for this very thing, and all they're trying to do is not to have you take the money out of the accounts or move to another bank.
And the thing is that, and they invented something in the last 10 years, because I've been doing this almost 40, where they go, well, we got to pass it on to our legal counsel, and they're not in today or whatever. So anyway, the new law has a certification page that if my client, who's the agent, under power of attorney, you give me power of attorney. You're the principal. I'm the agent. So Dave Schluter's the agent there. They came up with a form that if I sign that in the presence of the bank, and it says what? Person is alive. It hasn't been revoked. Nobody's scared. You know, it's a certification.
Mm-hmm.
They now have civil penalties if they jack with the people. So we have definite leverage, because before they could just say, who cares? They'll never file a lawsuit.
Right.
Now they can refuse it if they do the Google of the Illinois death certificates, you know, and John's, your obituaries in there, or they have,
thanks, Dave.
they run a criminal background check and it said Dave just got charged with bank fraud down the street or whatever. But they have to have there's unreasonable refusals in the act. It's so cool. And then reasonable refusals. But the leaning needle is you have something prepared by an attorney, signed and notarized by the principal with one witness. They have to follow it. And again, nobody just goes to lawyers. Now, of course, they're scammers, but no lawyer. We never do favors. If we smell something in somebody in our office, we just say, you need to leave the office. Because, you know, we run into this, maybe the bad brother, the bad sister. Or you get a call one day that mom's doing great. The next day, you get a call that she's in hospice. You know, there's always some scamming. But this is so great for regular, honest people. It was sponsored by Don Harmon out of Oak Park, where I grew up. And they passed it. And so, as of January 1, all of my clients who do financial power of attorney, we're giving them that blank form. They don't fill it out ahead of time. They wait for that rainy day. They sign it, and the bank. Now, the bank still may want to send it somewhere, but not for days. I mean, they're going to be on their toes. Same thing with financial advisors. I have many friends that are. I have a person who does mine, and he's a great guy. But they also have been known when someone wants to move some money into another account or something to send it to their counsel. So they're considered part of the system. So it was a follow-up from a couple weeks ago. I know we're going to be doing this on some Monday nights. I'm really looking forward to it. But this one is so great. I've got nothing negative to say other than it's about time. So if anybody wants to call me to get that form, it's no problem.
Yeah.
If you have a friend or relative who's starting to maybe get some dementia, or they're just starting to have some physical difficulties, you need these powers of attorney, whether it's a problem with your mind and your hand still works, or your hand doesn't work and your mind's okay, either one of those or a combination of both. You need to get in to see us. Otherwise, you end up in something called county guardianship, which is extremely expensive.
And I appreciate that you just kind of lay it out. I think that you mentioned to me it was $150 for the power of attorney for finances and $150 for power of attorney for health. Do I have those numbers right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that includes supervising the signing and then also uploading an encrypted version to our server, because sometimes people don't have time to get to the house where the papers are, but they're going to the bank because maybe they owe income tax the next day or something for their uncle. So we will send a digitally encrypted PDF to that institution so they can print that out. That includes all that service, too.
So there's a couple listening right now. They've done none of this. They can go to you for $600, get it all done, essentially, four powers of attorney.
Yeah, and very gold star, John, because you can't have, yeah, they can't have two people on them. So husband, I'm just going to say husband to wife, medical, husband to wife, financial, wife to husband, financial, wife to husband, medical. Because it's not a combined document. It can't be, you know, Bill and Sarah to mm-hmm. their daughter. It's Bill to the daughter, Sarah. Again, the spouses are presumed, as long as the spouse is still healthy, the spouse is presumed to be the primary or a significant other. Or it can be, you know, a brother or sister, but there's always two layers. We always like to have a backup. So if the person who's on there is out of town, no cell phone service or whatever, to come into the bank, they can have a backup if the person isn't available. So it's a pleasure.
What I'm getting at is this is a lot of peace of mind for $600.
Well, yeah, because, again, and you also can destroy it later if you have a falling out with the person who you did name. You can do another one. In other words, and it's the way the statute reads, not the new statute, but the regular power of attorney, this power of attorney revokes any prior powers of attorney by me, and that's the end of it. So if you had somebody who you used to be married to, or you had a brother or sister who used to be able to care for things, but they're too busy, you can just go to any attorney and have a new one, and then that trumps anything that was signed before that. It makes common sense.
Do you find that maybe this could be a great way into a larger conversation about estate planning with someone? Like, let's say someone is enticed by, oh, okay, $150 for one of these things, I'll go talk to Dave Schluter. You're not a guy that's going to try and upsell, but if that person comes to you and has questions about wills and trusts, I'm sure you'd be happy to lump all of that into a broader conversation on how you can help people make sure that they are set up for generations to come.
Yes, and they never leave without knowing what they're going to pay. We also take a small retainer against each project, and we offer credit cards because nowadays people aren't carrying cash or checks, and we're very cool about that. Even though that dinks my overhead a little bit, I don't care because of the relationship. But yeah, we have an intake questionnaire. If you were to call in and didn't know me, John, and talk to one of my four staff tomorrow, they'll email you a questionnaire. It doesn't need to be DocuSigned. They just print it out, and then they come back for an appointment, and then I look their 5-6-page questionnaire over, and I say, oh, what happened to this son, or what happened to this account? And then I get in their head, and what I try to do is say, look, if it were me, here's what I'd like to do, but if there's anything special that in your family you need direction, they don't leave the office without knowing, and then they never sign anything they haven't read. We overnight documents to the people that they can stare at each other and say, you know, let's not put our son there, let's move our daughter there. And then they only have to come back one more time once they've exchanged some emails with us when they're satisfied with the language. And that helps me too, because the more efficient I am, if I go to all originals and have them dated folders, and then they walk in and say, you know, my brother's name isn't Bill, it's William. You know, we take care of all that stuff, before they come in. But we are about efficiency. But there's things that a lot of stuff is cookie cutter as far as family circumstances.
For sure. Hey,
but
Dave,
a lot of stuff's unique. Yeah.
I got to scoot, but I'm going to give your number out here. 630-285-5300. 630-285-5300. You can go to WGNattorney.com to talk to Dave about all that stuff. Dave, I appreciate your time tonight. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Very grateful. Take care.
Kind David Schluter, just a good man overall as well. You've heard him many times on Saturday mornings, too.